This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. Since 2014, U.S. farmers have managed to produce very large corn, soybean, and wheat crops. And these, along with some bigger crops around the world as well, that's weighed on prices and has created a major economic downturn for U.S. farmers. Now, while record large crops have meant most farmers have enjoyed some higher yields, not occurring for everyone. David Widmar is with us, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. So, David, this week we're going to look at the county-level corn, soybean, and wheat yields to understand how crop yields have varied across the country during this economic downturn. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, Joe, great to join you today. As you've mentioned, the story has been big crops nationally, county level or the farm level. This might not be the case. Some counties have good yields, or really good yields, and some counties might have poor, below-trend yields. And we wanted to kind of help illustrate what parts of the country might be facing additional pressure during this downturn as a result of sluggish or below-trend yields. And so what we did is we looked at yields since 2014, so it's 2014, 15, and 16. We looked at that average yield for that time frame, and then we looked at that relative to that trend yield. And so we kind of have this percent above or percent below what should have been expected during that time period. Similar trends, but there's variations across the country. And so encourage listeners to go out and look at the maps that we have on the website for more detail.
Yeah, you got some great maps to take a look at. Let's talk about our diversity in county-level yields. What do we see there?
Yeah, so when we looked at corn specifically, we have three kind of categories. We bucketed these county-level yields into. One was 10% above trend. So these counties experienced an average over those 3 years of yield being 10% of trend average. So that's a really good run of yields. The second category was between plus 1% and 10%, and then the third category was counties with below-trend yields. And so when we look across the Corn Belt, we see in the western parts of the Corn Belt, especially in western Nebraska, there's a lot of red counties or counties that the last few years yields have been below kind of those trend expectations. When we look at western Nebraska, there's a lot of counties with below trend yields. When we get over into the eastern Corn Belt, there's pockets in northern Indiana and central and northern Ohio that also have had below trend corn yields. Soybean story was a little bit better, but there are still these pockets of concern and challenges. A lot of good soybean yields in central Iowa and central Illinois in the last few years, and down the Mississippi River, down through the Delta regions. Soybeans overall have had a bit of a better run. Kind of broadly speaking, 17% of counties in the U.S. had below trend average yields for corn, but only 11% had below trend yields for that time frame in soybeans.
Of course, we saw some big yields in the plains for wheat here last year, but looking at all the figures, how is wheat looking?
Yeah, so again, this is a three-year picture. And so with wheat, we had a really good yield in recent years, but not so much when we look back a few years prior. So looking from 14 to 16, looking at the county level yields, it's been kind of a tough run for wheat at these county levels, especially in central Kansas, in western Oklahoma, and in the panhandles. And so there's a lot of tough wheat production in yield terms in those southern plains areas.
We touched on it before, but wrap it up for us. How are these yields weighing on world supplies right now and, in turn, prices?
At the 30,000-foot level, the story has been big crops here in the U.S. and big crops globally, and this has increased our ending stocks and put some pressure on prices. But keeping in mind that in this tough downturn climate for producers, there are parts of the country where, in some cases, yields have been very strong, and that's helped offset that downturn in prices. But in other parts of the country, it's sort of a lose-lose situation. They're facing those lower commodity prices, and they've had a run in the last few years of poor, below-trend yield, and that's hurt them as well. So it's important to keep in mind that there's a lot of regional and geographic differences as to how this slowdown in the ag economy has played out.
David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, talking about some big yields affecting our ag slowdown here the last couple of years. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to ageconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again, go to the podcast page at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.